This is WHYY 90.9 FM, your NPR member station in Philadelphia. Hello, I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Do you sometimes feel that owning art is beyond your reach? How do art collectors do it and then give that art away to museums? Well, joining me right now are two very knowledgeable ladies when it comes to art. First, Dr. Brittany Webb. She is the curator of 20th century art at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, or PAFA. She is also the curator of the Gift Deeds Collectors at PAFA, an exhibit that is currently underway at PAFA. Also joining me is Ophelia Garcia, a Cuban-born Philadelphia-based collector. She's an educator, institutional leader, and an artist herself, and has gifted approximately 120 works of art to PAFA's permanent collection. Brittany and Ophelia, welcome to you both, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Ophelia, I'd like to start with you. How did you get into collecting art in the first place?
Well, it began by the fact that as an artist myself, I like to be surrounded by such things. I chose, of course, the things I could afford, which were works on paper. They're still much more affordable than paintings or sculpture would be. And you get educated in collecting by just looking and looking and looking. I think that most collectors start with casting a wider net and slowly identifying and narrowing the scope. There's a whole world of art out there. There's something for everybody. And the question is to find that which really speaks to you.
When you say that just begin by looking, where does one even start looking?
Well, we have a lot of great institutions, particularly in Philadelphia, where you can visit collections. And there are also galleries, commercial galleries, not-for-profit galleries. For example, the Print Center. For me, I collected primarily works by women. I thought that they were available and often unrecognized and deserving of attention. Mm-hmm. Certainly in the show, they're all works by women.
What made you decide to gift your art collection to a museum, and why PAFA?
Well, there comes a time when you want to share these things, the way of sharing with the public the things that have given you pleasure. PAFA is a very distinguished institution, has a lot to offer, a long reach into the community. I'm also involved, have been involved in higher education all of my life, and I really thought that an institution that serves the public and has a student body is just a perfect combination.
And speaking of gifts, that brings me to our other lovely guest, Dr. Brittany Webb. She's the curator of the Gift Deeds Collectors at PAFA. So, Brittany, when people walk into the exhibit, what can they expect?
I'm hoping that people will expect to see some work that surprises them. You know, there are gifts on view from the Potamkins, who gifted work made in the 20th and 21st centuries. Ophelia Garcia's prints are in our beautiful works on paper gallery. It's a nice mix of watercolor, drawing, made paper, collage, print, just really a breadth of incredible work by women artists. Gifts from the Sorgentis, Helen Ann Sorgenti, and that's a gallery of abstract art by African-American artists. There's a gallery of sculpture gifted to PAFA by the collector Linda Lee Alter. There's a gallery of, you know, great 20th century artwork on view by the collector Bernice Winterstein, and a really excellent gallery of works that are playing around with an assortment of figurative and somewhat figured abstract works gifted to PAFA by Robert Kohler.
To get more information, where should people go?
PAFA.org. That is PAFA.org.
Now, this is a question for both of you. With this trend towards online, what do you imagine the future of art to be? Ophelia?
Well, so for me, I'm still at the school that is going to look for the senses to be satisfied. I'm not interested, I've never been interested in art as an investment or something that I really want to see the individual inside of the artist expressed in the work that I can touch and hold. Mm. The door is open. If the new forms of art will show themselves, and they will have their collectors, and I may be one of them.
And Brittany, how about you?
I think of art as a thing that makes us fundamentally human in the world. We've always made it as humans. And I'm in an institution that trains young artists, so it's hard to imagine a future where we're not still interested in makers who want to make these things, want to show these things, and thinking about how to make sure that they're connected with audiences, including like myself and collectors like Ophelia, who appreciate that work and still want to stare at it.
Gift Deeds Collectors at PAFA runs through January 8th, 2023 in PAFA's historic landmark building right here in Philadelphia. Dr. Brittany Webb and Ophelia Garcia, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY.